Macmillan Audio presents The Good House by Anne Leary. Read for you by Mary Beth Hurt. One. I can walk through a house once and know more about its occupants than a psychiatrist could after a year of sessions. I remember joking about this one evening with Peter Newbold, the shrink who rents the office upstairs from mine. Next time you get a new patient, I offered, I'll sneak to their house for a walkthrough. While you jot down notes about their history, dreams, whatever, I'll shine a flashlight into the attic, open a few cupboards, and have a peek at the bedrooms. Later, when we compare notes, I'll have the clearer picture of the person's mental health, guaranteed. I was teasing the doctor, of course, but I've been selling houses since he was in primary school, and I stand by my theory. I like a house that looks lived in. General wear and tear is a healthy sign. A house that's too antiseptic speaks as much to me of domestic discord as a house in complete disarray. Alcoholics, hoarders, binge-eaters, addicts, sexual deviants, philanderers, depressives, you name it, I can see it all in the worn edges of their nests. You catch the smoky reek of stale scotch and cigarettes despite the desperate abundance of vanilla-scented candles. The animal stench oozes up between the floorboards, even though the cat lady and her minions were removed months before. The marital bedroom that's become his, the cluttered guest room that's now clearly hers. Well, you get the idea. I don't have to go inside the house to make a diagnosis. The curbside analysis is usually enough.